This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So we're in the rafters making spooky sounds to sort of scare the theatergoers. And I'm scurrying across, and it sounds like little animals and all that. And I'm there with Randy
Moss,
and he is, I'll say it, faster than me.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, congratulations. That's really big.
You know what?
I don't want to just like blow by that. That's huge that you could say that.
I don't have to be the best at everything. And I think there are things that I am better at than Randy.
Uh-huh. What like catching? Like, where are you on that?
Catching?
Yeah.
Versus him?
Yeah.
It's close. I would say he's faster than me, which I've admitted.
Yeah, it's huge.
He probably edges me out a little bit on catching.
Wow.
I'm probably stronger than him in terms of pure raw strength. Uh-huh.
Country strength.
Yeah.
Which is like what's real.
I'm what people call country strong, mm-hmm. which is like, no, I don't have shredded muscles.
Yeah.
But I can pick up a tractor.
Mm-hmm.
And smash corn with
without it. Ever working out.
I've never worked out, but the fact of the matter is, when you're around tractors as much as I've been, at some point, just by instinct, you understand leverage, and you can pick up the tractor and smash all your corn in like an hour.
Mm.
But
and you ring the triangle and you come in and the table is just spread, smash corn, just spread out all over the table.
Smash corn, get your smash corn, everybody.
No plates, no utensils.
No plates, no utensils, no table, really. We call it a table, but it's a blanket. Smash corn.
That's the one thing. It seems like it would be so much better to serve on a smooth surface.
Right.
Instead of one that has like fibers and stuff.
Tradition.
God,
what is it about these traditions that we can't let go of? Mm-hmm. They make it special. You feel a connection to your ancestors who also probably wished they had a smooth surface to eat off of.
Mm-hmm.
But something about that frustration, it really makes us hard, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It makes us tough.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm tougher than Randy as well because I did have to eat smashed corn off a blanket. And
you're making the sounds.
We're making the sounds. I'm doing sort of Adam Sandler-y sounds. And people are looking up like, what the hell?
And sometimes you're going like, who's that? Yeah. What's that sound? So they're like, am I the...
Yeah.
Am I the ghostly presence?
Oh, God, it's looking at me.
Is this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I like in the others? Am I like the end of the others?
Mm-hmm. But knowing what the end is from the beginning.
Yes.
Oh, God, they're all looking at me. The ghosts are. I'm doing that. And then the show starts.
Mm. Oh, I hadn't even started it.
No, point. I was sort of trying to set the, like, it's going to be spooky here. And I got to say, I got so caught up in the funny jokes and songs.
Yeah.
That I completely forgot to haunt the place.
Wow.
I wound up just watching Spamalot.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
Insider's Guide to Gigging by Dropping Names and our cover linebacker always at this interview called Show Biz. It's a what up, and we have a big guest today, and we love our return guest, don't we, Hayes Man?
Oh, yeah. We say these words. We say it's insiders, and we say it's the hallways, but is it real? Like, What does it mean when we say this stuff? When you put those words together, they come up. When you put words together, they come up with this like completely different meaning.
Absolutely. The order they're in and what you are saying.
And huh. And that actually is the same as true for notes.
And what do music, I mean notes?
And musical note.
Music note. Say that.
Who do we know who does a musical note every once in a while?
Who do I know has music note?
And it's Michael Cronin.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
And he is on our label, Gojira Records.
We discovered him.
Yes.
Do you say thank you?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You. What kind of instrument did you play when we first found Michael Cronin?
It was a... It tried to be a guitar.
It was trying very hard to be a guitar.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a little guitar that could.
Yeah.
And I think it was a empty tissue box with some floss wrapped around it.
Yeah. Maybe a rubber band.
Maybe one rubber band on a good day.
On a rubber band noise. On a good day. It made noises. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we could just feel this kid's got something special, and it ain't the tissue box.
Mm-hmm.
That was nothing special.
What's this eating noise? It's different than the normal one. Speaking of noise.
So Bosch Man the dog has a toy today.
Uh-huh.
Now, last time he took apart his toy, took out all the fluff, and tried to eat part of the like metal rattly thing inside.
That's what that was. Okay.
Today, I have brought Big Pretzel. We all like pretzel. Yes.
Okay.
And it does not really have fluff inside or anything metal. So if he does rip it up, it will really just be cloth. And then it seems like the inner side of it is all just one crinkly piece. Does it make a loud crinkly sound? Yes. Does that ruin the podcast? Yes. Am I going to take it away from him? Absolutely no.
And can I just point out how effortlessly you did an entire Doughboys episode? Just in... one tiny part of that story saying we all like pretzel. That's it. That's the entire show.
It's the whole fucking show, man.
Except they're like, stretch it out, stretch it out. But they could just say, you play the thing, do the theme song.
Yeah.
It's Weiger they says, do that.
Yeah.
We all like pretzel. Everyone go home.
Phineas Pretzel the Fourth was... baking his bread for his missus one night and left it in a little too long. The hard concoction that came out thrilled his children. Served as a teething ring and a salty treat for after work in the mines. But Phineas didn't know yet that...
Michael.
Hey.
What the you know, everything, the what music and
the,
like...
what's the haps?
When are we getting, first of all, some new actual product?
Oh, pretty soon. Raw product.
And can I just say also, I think there was maybe a misunderstanding with this whole thing. You are, of course, on our label.
Yeah.
The assumption was sort of that you would bring, we operate sort of a bringer label.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Where you are the bringer of your friends.
Mm-hmm. Young artists.
Oh.
Nubile artists for the label.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're something of a honeypot, Michael. And the idea is that you would draw in all your young friends who have their little homemade instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And you would bring them here and say, hey, these guys will give you $40.
And then you get a free song. Oh, that's a pretty good deal.
That's not bad.
Free song for Michael?
I have a few young up and comers I could bring up.
Okay.
What are you looking for? Something similar?
This is what I like about Michael. Michael is to look at him, you'd be like, "Oh, this is a freaking punk."
No, it's true.
Coming down the street.
Yeah.
To beat my ass.
Yeah. When
I'm out of here.
When I first saw him, when you brought it, because you had brought him into the studio and you hadn't warned me.
Mm-hmm. On a leash.
And my fingers immediately drifted into the brass knuckles that I keep on my belt loop. And I thought, I'm going to need to pound this guy's face in. Because otherwise, that's what he's going to do to me.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened instead was this sweet guy.
Yeah, he's a sweet punk. Are any of these guys more like you?
They're sweet. Most of them are sweet. Some of them are a little on the punker side of.
Okay.
You remind me of Sugar High, the song from the end of Empire Records, because it is punk, but it's very sweet, and it's about just sugar. If you remember when Renee Zellweger finally gets the courage to sing lead on that song.
Who are these guys?
Guys and gals. I got.
I call girls guys also.
No, I know.
Yeah, I say, that's hey okay, guys, you know and that. I'm looking at girls.
Yeah.
I'm touring with my friend Shannon Lay.
Mm-hmm. Shannon Tweed.
She's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
She's a sweetie.
Shannon Sharp, yeah.
She's also punk. She's got orange hair. Yeah. But she's sweet. She's sweet.
Mm. Ow.
She won't.
Sorry, I hit myself in the leg with my brass knuckles. I just punched my thigh. Oh, that's bad.
Be careful with those things.
That's so bad. That kills. They're so heavy. Basically, if I get them off my belt loop, I'm immediately punching straight downward at my own leg.
The weight of the brings your fist right into your leg.
I don't know what I would do with them if anybody ever really came at me, because they basically just drag my whole arm down and send me tumbling ass over a tea kettle.
They're heavy.
You have to at least hope that they have, for some reason, migrated down by your side.
My only real hope is that their initial attack move was to get underneath me somehow, face up.
Mm-hmm. Ground attack.
Leg sweep or something.
Well, it would be more if they were going to, like, pretend to be a mechanic going under a car in order to initially attack me. And then as they're sort of rolling towards me, boom, with the brass knuckles. And then I'm tumbling ass over a tea kettle regardless.
Michael, you might have noticed a couple changes around here.
Yeah. Fancy new digs.
New office.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Not too bad.
But also, we have someone in the room who this whole episode has been like, oh boy, when is it my turn?
Mm-hmm. We're talking about music.
Who is residing in the cut. And her name is Andrew Jordan.
Yes, hi.
And she has BA vocal performance.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as we do songs today, we are going to do song.
Yes, guys, it's Michael is here. And yes, our license expired on all our old songs. We did not do the paperwork correctly, and it is illegal for us to use the songs.
And we forgot to use them on the show.
Anyone who doesn't remember is Michael came here before after Colin screamed at us. Humiliated himself more than us, really, but said that we were no longer allowed to have music on the show. Mm-hmm. We said, fine, we'll make our own music. And Michael came in to help us, and we made the music. We never used it once, and the license is expired, and we have no access to it.
And people listening are like, oh, go check out that episode. Sound of them smashing into the paywall. Smeared on the paywall.
Mm-hmm. Just another stain up against the paywall. Fuck, man. This fucking place is brutal. People want universal healthcare. You can't even get universal podcast access. This shit, dude. This fucking country. Well, at least Colin's happy, right? Office recaps. Yeah. Kevin, were you pissed about that?
Comes over here to take our healthcare.
Kevin, were you pissed about those office recaps? Did you see this?
Hey, guys. Chef Kevin here. Yeah, I was pissed. Me and Tom have to start from scratch now. So we're taking ideas.
Did you see this announcement, Michael?
No.
Did you see this? Michael, did you see this?
I haven't seen this thing.
You seen this thing? It's an office recap podcast. Apparently, Pam and Angela from The Office do little recaps.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
It's not this office.
No.
Okay. It's The Office.
It is in this office.
Yeah.
Do they get
this
into
is now,
this
I guess,
office?
The Office.
Mm-hmm.
It's technically The Office. You ever do one of these, Andrew Jordan?
The Office.
You seen
one of the recaps?
One of the recap episodes.
Oh, no. No, I've seen them in the studio. I haven't personally recorded them, no.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the studio, but they don't want to do our show.
Who's doing those? Who's engineer?
Sam.
That's a Sam production.
Oh, gosh. Well,
so that's why
a ticking time bomb.
That's why he changed his hair back. His hair was freaky pink for so long, and then all of a sudden, he looks like Mr. Norman Norval to ingratiate his way onto the Office recap.
You went from Paranorman to Norman Normal overnight, and you gotta wonder what inspired that. He's trying to fit in with all Michael's punk friends, and then the next day it's like, no, 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 I'm a part of the Office too. That is a powder keg. That's typical Earwolf.
Michael, we have to do, we got to replace all these songs, and they're also out of date.
Some of them, the information has changed. At the time, Kevin was almost exclusively a pervert. Now he's also annoying and abandoned us.
So, should we do one about, I guess, just the experience of looking to Kevin? Like, basically, it should be a segment now where we need Kevin for something and then realize that he is not there.
Right. So the song is a story. It's almost like a musical.
Right.
And the story is that there's literally the most basic thing that a producer might provide to your show.
His physical presence.
Uh-huh. And instead, what we get is a fucking knife in the belly.
Sounds like a country song.
That does to me.
Okay.
Yes. And this is why Michael has been so helpful to our label. I'm running late. Could somebody meet the guest in the lobby for me? I'm running out of ideas. Maybe I can make fun of the producer. I need a glass of water, need a glass of coffee, need a tissue, need a napkin, and somebody's gotta walk my dog. I sure ain't gonna take care of my old dog. But he's gone.
He's gone.
My friend who I despise.
He's gone.
I miss his hair and his perverted eyes. Haven't seen him for nigh on a year. He's out with Conan and the Freedom Gang.
He's selling shirts and celebrating his birthday. And I haven't seen him in a month.
Something about having a girlfriend made him big for his britches. That's a fact.
He bought a car and he's strutting around like he's king shit Hollywood of the podcast world. That's how songs end, right?
Yeah.
Hi, Bosch. What's up, buddy? He's right up Bosch. In the window.
Bosch, you want your own song?
This is, like, honestly, in Bosch's musical biopic, like in, like, Ray or something, he hears a guitar on a podcast, and he's like, what the heck is that sound? And he, like, he gets addicted to the sound.
Yeah,
and he becomes a famous musical dog.
That's quite likely to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I love seeing this sort of seed be planted that will later grow into the beautiful tree of Bosch's music career. I mean, he has become a much bigger part. I don't think he got his own song in the first iteration of this, right? So.
Was he an alive dog at that time?
He might have been. He might have been a puppy.
Okay.
He wasn't here.
So he wasn't here.
That's why I was missing.
Yeah. But at the time he was maybe going to the
Bosch segment will be good. That one's great. So that kind of replaces the need for like when I need to use Kevin as a crutch on the show, then we can just play the song.
Uh-huh.
And I'll use that time to figure out something else to do.
We'll just kick to like, hey, Bosch, didn't you have a song you wanted to play? And then yes. he'll sing his own song.
That is great, too.
Yes. Something soulful, right? I mean, Bosch has got a little bit of soul.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Squish Squash, a dog named Bosch. Careful, buddy, or you'll end up on Tosh. Cause a dog biting butts is a hell of a scene. Well, it could go quite viral if you know what I mean. Bosch, put your ass on Tosh when he bites your butt.
You been,
I tell you what, karate chop your face and put your ass on Daniel's toes. That's right, squish, motherfucking squash.
Very soulful. I am a little concerned about the specificity of the content. It's Bosch threatening.
He's basically like, yeah, he's threatening, yeah.
To put someone on Tosh.0.
He's saying that he's going to bite your butt.
Uh-huh.
And that someone will, I guess, be recording this on video. And that Daniel Tosh is going to make a meal out of that on his show. So what's the concern?
I don't know. Just like, it doesn't seem like there are a lot of opportunities to use a song about that. It doesn't really, like, I don't know. It doesn't introduce.
You want a
it.
More general. No, well, it's introduced.
It's what
when
we
he
have.
Says Squish Squash, I'm a dog named Bob.
No, that's right. That's my fault.
So that introduces him.
Yeah.
And then it basically, like, I think it's more universal than you're giving it credit for, because basically he's saying anyone who was about to criticize or attack us, you will get your butt bit so hard you end up straight on Daniel Tosh.
It's good to get out ahead of that.
It's a one-way ticket to Tosh.0, and there will be no web redemption.
Andrew Jordan obviously needs a song, and she has been asking me, in between records, she's been saying, like, when am I really going to get to flex these pipes?
Oh, no. Yeah. And she's been going over my head to ask you that because I, of course, said, hey, that's not really part of the show. It's like a comedy podcast. It's like a sort of improvised comedy podcast.
Yeah.
And a Hollywood advice guide. God, that was so long ago. But I said, we don't. Do music. Yeah, I want to feel old.
Tried being me.
Yeah. I want to feel old. My knees are killing me. Yeah, so I said, absolutely not, under no circumstances. And then she goes around to, Daddy, Mommy said it's okay that I can sing as loud
words.
As I want.
That's verbatim.
Yeah. As long as it's okay with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go off thinking you approved it and you think I did. So.
Mm-hmm. And she was saying, like, you got me splashing around in the kiddie pool with these socks that we're doing. Just like swimming in the kiddie's pee pee.
Yeah. No. She's like, I'm ready to do a fucking half gainer into the deep end, baby. Lady Gaga style. Kept saying Lady Gaga style to me.
So let's finally give Jordan an opportunity to, like, fully let it rip. You don't even need to use, like, words. Like, we'll just, like, set you up in the song and you can just, like, tear off some real vocal performance.
Thank you.
Here comes Jordan. She's about to go off. Here comes Jordan, clearing her throat with a cough to open up that throat for a big old song. Jordan, 3, 2, 1.
Won't here be we long. Go.
Jordan.
Here's my song. I'm singing on Hollywood Hamburg. You told me to sing a song here at Hollywood Hamburg.
Okay, that's enough. Back to the show. Hayes and Sean are the only stars of the show.
Jordan sold her soul to the devil for a good voice, and all she got out of it was a 10-second song.
People listen to the show to hear Hayes and Sean. What do you expect? An entire show of you just singing a song?
Nope. Not happening. Sorry, pal.
Let's do this again next year.
Thanks, guys.
Sure, yeah, we'll use that. Yeah. We'll use that.
So many opportunities.
That'll come up
to use that.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hollywood Handbook.
And Michael, if you had any ideas as you listen to the show, like for like any times where you're like, oh, it could be good to do a song about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, you're a fan of the show. Is there anything you feel like needs its own song?
Let's see.
Any part?
You have the opening song. That's important.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Which is
agreed.
A very short closing song.
Okay.
Goes, whoa.
Yes, that is a song. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. It's technically a song.
People have been songs can be short, too.
Trying to tell me that's not a song.
Songs can be short.
Who's telling you that's not a song? That's,
please.
That's false.
Yeah. Thank you.
So you got those. Do you need an intermission? Do you ever feel
like
you need
a
break?
Could just take a break and like go to the bathroom or something.
Long intermission. That could be really good.
I don't know.
Oh wow. Yeah, that could be smart.
Bathroom song.
I know it's just you two running this ship and like
I know that too.
I don't know. Do you ever need a break?
I've trained my body. It's incredible what basically a superhuman podcaster I've become, where my endocrine system and basically all my other internal organs will shut off or just be like, it's okay, no need to like take care of us for the next 50 minutes. Because they know. They just know. Yes. Yeah. I don't even have to do it consciously.
Oh, wow. Okay.
At this point. So if I were to try to go to the bathroom, I would like get hurt. Trying to do it.
Okay. Yeah. You don't want to do that then. You don't even want to try to
don't make him try to go to the bathroom.
But I like to be able to say that I have to go to not have to speak on the show. So then I could go in the bathroom, stand still.
Let's take a breather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just wash your face.
Mm-hmm.
I come to Earwolf, first thing I do, I wash my face in the bathroom. I clean under my nails.
And not to splash water on it, like fully.
No. It. I get in the bathroom, I lock the door, I do a mask, I have a whole case of brushes and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I get in there and I polish it and I use different creams and special elixirs.
You have to feel comfortable.
You have to.
Yeah. Well,
it's an emergency.
And it comes through on the show. Mm-hmm. I think I sound fresh as a daisy.
Yeah, you don't see it, but you hear the results.
But you hear it.
Yeah.
You hear what you would be seeing. You hear my face. Well, and I talk through my face.
Mm-hmm.
I'll admit that. So Michael pitched an intermission song that we could use if we want to go to the bathroom. You said you don't go to the bathroom.
I don't go to the bathroom, but I like to be able to go in there
and
stand perfectly still.
Mm-hmm. So do we want to do a song for that?
About having to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
And then other people could use that too.
Yeah, that's true. That could actually be, we could license it out to other podcasts.
It's like people did songs about the days of the week.
Mm.
The new, I turn on the radio and there's that Panic at the Disco like Saturday song.
Yeah.
That's one day of the week. People go to the bathroom every day.
Yeah.
All the time.
No, it's yes. So, yeah.
Every second really of every useful. Day, someone is going to the bathroom. Is that trippy to think about that?
Dude, yeah. Somebody's dropping one right now. A big pee. What's this feeling swelling up inside of me?
There's something inside me, I have to get it out.
There's a hole in the front of me that it could come out of. Man, I just wanna scream and shout, it's
I
time.
I have to stand over the water and get the other pee in the water.
There's only one room I'm allowed to do it in this whole damn building. And I got to go, gotta go, gotta go, gotta go.
There's only one part of the special room where I'm allowed to do this thing. It's usually in the corner of the room, but not that corner, that one over there.
It's in the other corner from the first corner that I checked, and I forgot that there's a lid on it sometimes, which is down, and I gotta lift it up, gotta go.
What do I do after I'm done? I'm just standing here. No one's here to give me directions.
Oh, yeah, I guess I'll call out down the hall and see if anyone wants to help me out. No one came.
It's good to have just in case.
Yeah. I think that'll come up.
It's relatable. You
know? Yeah.
Kevin, any requests?
Yeah, any requests?
Parody song?
Parody song would be super fun. Anything you guys are listening to lately?
Kevin, I am asking you.
Oh.
Do one thing. Okay. Help us.
Okay.
What would Conan like to hear, I guess?
Yes, thank you.
And you can bring
you.
It back to him. Fetch your boss's slippers or whatever.
Any Conan stories?
Yeah.
No.
Sounds okay. Like an interesting guy.
A lot of people apologize to me on tour that I met. They're like, sorry what you're going through with Hollywood Handbook.
What?
What are you talking about?
Keep pushing through. You know, just the glasses half full.
Not getting to participate in it?
No.
For weeks on end?
Mm-hmm. Because you have your priorities fucked?
Yeah, I think that's what they meant. What about, like, Lizzo?
Okay, which one?
You want to do that?
Yeah.
You want to perform a Lizzo parody song.
Oh, okay. I'm going to parody it.
We can help.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking at on your phone?
Any song.
So, it is a question. Why is Kevin great until the second he has to be great? Like, right? Like, right now.
Yeah.
And that one is called Truth Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The main one?
Yeah.
That's the main one. The DNA test one.
It's become the main one for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
What, Good as Hell was the main one before?
No, it's that other one.
Fitness?
No.
No.
Tempo?
It was called, was it called
Juice?
Juice, yeah. That used to be the main
Juice
one.
Juice was the main one. Now it's this one.
Do you know that one?
The Lizzo. No.
Do you want a little sample?
Yeah.
Good acoustic guitar stuff.
That's not it.
That's no. Juice.
This is the Juice.
No, we want to
play
Truth Hurts.
Hurts.
Okay,
Truth Hurts. Say the truth.
Truth Hurts.
So it's.
That's all I can play.
I got it from here.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Okay, and this is me.
Yeah.
Why chef great till he gotta be great?
Yes.
I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that chef. Even when I'm crying crazy. Yeah, I got boy problems. That's the producer in me. Bling, bling, I solve them. That's the goddess in me. You could have a bad bitch. Non-committal. Help you with your podcast. Just a little. Thank you.
That's it.
Yep.
Okay.
That was good.
Yeah,
was
that's great. Really good.
Yeah.
It's a really good parody song.
That's really good.
Wait, did we do an intermission? Yes, we did the intermission song.
That's the bathroom.
That was
one.
About going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to take the bait on this,
Dana and Brett are like together now, and they want us so badly to talk about it.
They would like an official love song to commemorate their romance.
Not happening.
Please, we couldn't possibly do something like that. It's at the same time, maybe we need to.
Are there any other? Oh wow,
I broke a string. Oh, oh boy,
holy
the truth
shit!
Does hurt.
Yeah,
it's okay. I don't need that one.
Damn,
you were jamming so
breaking
hard.
Breaking strings. Yeah, it did fucking rock.
Thank you. Yeah.
There's another guitar I can grab it for you in the other studio, but it's electric.
This is okay.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
He likes it this way. He's got a President of the USA kind of thing going.
Yeah. The less strings, the better, actually. Brings me back to my tissue box days. But a love song.
Song about Dana and Brett.
Yeah.
Wow, that's juicy. That's spicy stuff.
It's really nice of us to do, frankly.
Engineer my heart. Check the levels. Make sure we're recording, dear.
I need to book a guest for dinner tonight. Sign my table, I love you.
Hey, did you think I was good on off book? This afternoon when we did it together, then we went home together, then we kissed together, had our dinner together, watched TV together. We're together, you and I.
That's so nice of us.
That was really sweet.
Okay. We have to do more songs.
Yep, we got to do a bunch of them.
Should we do another show thing? We did it for Da Vinci's Demons.
Oh, yeah. Do we want to just knock one out for like a TV show?
Sell one, and then the podcast pays for itself.
Yeah. If we can sell one of these songs, that's our year.
Yeah.
That's actually
gravy.
Sick.
Everything else is gravy.
The rest of the podcast we can do for free.
Mm-hmm. Is there a show now that new show needs a theme?
Mm-hmm. On becoming a god in Central Florida or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't remember what that is.
That is what it's called.
That one's called. Yeah, is it Central Florida? Is it?
I believe it is Central Florida. Mm.
There's that one.
Are there any new historical shows? So we can be like, hey, you remember that song we did for Da Vinci's Demons?
Right. And sort of
this is from history. The Romanovs.
The Romanovs. Do we do a theme song for the Romanovs?
Mm-hmm.
That is really smart. Cause they appear to have a pretty big budget.
Mm-hmm. So Michael. Mm. You crushed the Da Vinci's Demons one last time.
Thank you.
So can we hear just a theme song for the Romanovs? Maybe listing some of their names?
Some of the Romanovs' names, yeah.
And maybe their jobs?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the Romanovs.
That's okay. That's okay.
That's okay.
That's okay. One of them is probably named Natasha.
Okay.
Gotta be.
There's Mr. Romanoff. There's Mrs.
Yes,
Romanoff.
That's
there's
right.
Little baby Romanoff.
Little baby Romanoff.
Little baby Romanoff is always Romanoff.
So cute.
There's Auntie Romanoff.
I'm Romanoff with Auntie Romanoff and baby Romanoff, Grandma Romanoff and Dr. Romanoff, Professor Romanoff and Uncle Romanoff. We're all Romanoff.
It's on Amazon.
And say it's on Amazon.
On Amazon.
That shit, that's a little coin right there.
So now they're like, this is, it's gravy, man.
Yeah, now whatever we want to do.
And I'm sipping gravy.
I'm just drinking big wad of gravy.
Mm-hmm. Tea bag full of gravy. Just drop it in.
Mm-hmm. Drop it in my mug of tea. So
should we improve a song off your new album?
Is there any that you feel like aren't quite finished and maybe
need? Is there one that is, there's one that some of them are fucked?
Is one of them particularly fucked and it needs the touch of two fucking miracle workers like us?
I could use a little help. I just kind of scrapped it together, doing what I could by myself.
Yeah.
Shit, I'll play the...
You sort of fucked around for 3 years.
Give us a version and we'll give it back to you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm so little in the middle of a raging storm. Is it settled in the center like I've always heard so?
So.
Okay, I got it.
That's where I'm starting.
I got it.
Yep.
Give it to me.
I'm a big ass bitch in the middle of a fucking tornado. I'm kicking its ass and I'm sending it back to wherever it came from.
Oh, some more, just more aggression. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Keep going.
Tornado gotta suck my wing cause I'm a badass. Hey, tornado, ever seen one of these? That's right, it's my big ass wing.
So that's aggressive. It's okay because it's a tornado.
Well, yeah, that's what's great about it is it's a tornado, so it's not like a person. Like, we're all trying to beat up tornadoes.
Tornadoes are aggressive inherently.
Mm-hmm. They're completely destructive.
And there's they're a no unifying quality force for humanity. Like, can we finally find some common ground in making this tornado suck our wing?
Yeah.
Hollywood Handbook.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hollywood Handbook.
You want to give us a taste of something else that's fucked?
Are we ready to go?
I'm a little lost on this.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I got it.
I'm feeling that.
I got it.
Save a place for Bigfoot. Let's go hang out with Bigfoot. Imagine meeting friggin' Bigfoot. You'd be a fucking legend, dude.
You seen those funny commercials? Guys are hanging out with Bigfoot. Imagine if you could be those guys from those funny ass commercials.
Having jerky with Bigfoot, my man.
This is better.
And we're selling something as well. Mm-hmm. So instead of it just being like, whoa, whoa,
I'm doing this song, you gotta actually be like, hey man, you guys at Jack Link wanna get into some of this?
Mm-hmm. Just something more direct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Directly, I could see that line.
Sinners is so vague. Save a place for the sinners. It's just like, that's a lot. I mean, which sins? But like when you say Bigfoot, okay, that's a mental image I can sink my teeth into. Mm-hmm.
We've all seen the footage.
And where, like, it is sinners or not singers? It's sinners?
It was sinners.
Okay. Might want to have an answer ready when they're like, where are we saving a place for them? Jail.
Oh. Yeah.
Sinners go to jail.
Mm-hmm. Felicity Huffman, et cetera. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was more trying to bring everyone together. But if we...
Okay, you fucked up.
You fucked up, man. That's not 2019, dog.
Okay. So more direct.
I don't know if you wanted to talk about this. Before this, you were saying that you might want to do a campaign song for Mayor Pete.
Right. Well, I had been
not that you were going to vote for him. I think you were not going to vote at all. But you were saying But you were saying that you wanted Mayor Pete to have like a fucking kicking campaign song.
I just thought it would be helpful for. Mm-hmm.
Do you want us to workshop it?
Yeah.
Let's hear what you have.
Okay. Well, I just started working on it this morning, but. Mayor Pete, here we go. Everybody getting Pete. Everybody's here to show and a see. Like,
that feels good to me.
It's getting it gets better at the end.
Yeah.
Mayor Pete, here we go. Are we gonna win? It's gonna win.
See, I'm like
yeah.
I'm totally
yeah.
I could keep running it back.
Mayor Pete, here we go. If we're gonna win the race, then we're gonna need some votes. Mayor Pete, he's the Pete to beat. You wanna meet Pete? He's elite on the street. He's speaking languages, Mayor Pete. Yeah, he's eating sandwiches, Mayor Pete. Oh yeah, yeah, Mr. Buttigieg. His attitudinal judge you for being a bad voter.
That's sounding a lot better.
Boom! It's a wrap, people. Send these little clouds home.
So I just had the Mayor Pete.
Wow, which was great.
That's important part of the song.
Actually got me off.
And you notice how you sort of went off that.
Yeah, okay, so that was helpful.
That was huge, Michael.
Okay.
That was really important.
I'm not sure if it's like what he's campaigning on. And
no, I don't know. Yeah.
He does want votes.
Yeah,
exactly.
And we captured that.
Pretty heard safe. That. And he's got to eat sandwiches, right?
I mean, everyone's got to eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a wrap.
Okay.
So where are we at in terms of, like, do we have any other songs we need to do? I mean, the last time we ended on doing a song about how we're never going to do the show again.
Yeah. Should we do that? I remember sort of fucking it up last time. Should we try and get a better take of that song?
Yeah.
Do you remember your old songs, or do you basically give them freaking Viking funerals?
I typically dissociate from them, but
because who wrote that? Even it wasn't you.
It was. It was me at some point, but it's
it was
not
some
me.
Wasn't past you, man, some version.
I mean, yeah,
Michael, you would do well to remember this.
Their cells.
No man can step in the same river twice, for the river is not the same, and he is not the same man. Did you know that?
No.
So I'll ask you again. Did you write those songs?
And if you took apart, so imagine you are taking apart the Nina Pinta Santa Maria, and you replace one board at a time, and you switch the Pinta's board, goes over to the Santa Maria, and you switch them all up. And then at the end, which is it the same? You switched him.
And he is not the same man.
Is it which? Is it all the same? And is Michael?
And the river is not the same.
Yeah.
Think about that.
But that is not how the song went.
No, it's not.
Does it need that one string?
It's
that's kind of an important string.
It leans on that string a lot. Well, we don't have to do it.
That's good.
Remember this now? Yeah, it's okay. It's working.
It's working.
I've been doing podcasts for a long time. I don't want to do the show no more because I don't think we're funny. Hayes is right, it isn't very good now. We should just go do something else with our time.
No more shows on Earwolf anymore.
We're done with shows.
That's worse.
It was worse than the first time we did it, sure.
Yeah, but the important thing is we did it again, the exact same thing.
Well, that was the that was my
intention.
That's
really important to do.
It ran its course on the licensing and stuff, so.
And it's Taylor. That's what Taylor's doing.
Well, and we didn't do the exact same thing, right? Because the song was not the same.
It was worse.
And we were not the same man.
Yes. And we too are worse.
That's true.
And I was worse. I'm missing the most important string on the whole.
Sure.
On the whole guitar. Whatever.
Michael, is there anything you want to talk about?
What's her album called?
What's the album called?
Seeker.
Seeker.
No.
Like from freaking Quidditch, dude?
I love Harry Potter. I didn't. Nobody's caught that quite yet.
It's all Potter references.
I think Quidditch is a really underrated game.
Yeah. All of life is comprised in Quidditch somewhere.
It could be.
You know?
Yeah.
The seeking, the broom.
It's not punk. Sorry.
No. Should seek for a different title.
You think Draco Malfoy is not punk?
Draco, though, is not. I don't believe
he's not playing Quidditch.
He's cheating.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Punk is
that's
seeking.
Punk.
Yeah.
No, I know, but just like the just seeker, it doesn't like there's a punker version of this.
Okay, so what do we want to do to adjust seeker? Is there a word we can add or something? I assume a lot of the graphics are done.
Mm-hmm.
But if we just slap something in front of it or after it to make it more punk.
Like
a sticker.
Something of a heat seeker.
That would be easy to change.
Yeah, that's four letters right there.
I mean, really what it should be is tornado seeker.
Mm-hmm.
Because
tornado seeker.
I think we're going to adjust a lot of the songs to being about you getting pleasured by a tornado.
Right.
Can I just say, we do not have to use this. MILF seeker.
Mm-hmm.
think about that, Michael. And there's no requirement to use it, but MILF Seeker. Just let that roll around in your mouth a little bit and see how it feels to you.
What are you doing on the cover?
I'm not on the cover. It's a wave crashing. God. It's a wave crashing.
Into a MILF?
MILF off camera.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
This is a new direction.
Can we see her? Is there a shadow? Is there a silhouette of like a tasty MILF?
There could be. Again, we could add. We got a few months.
Yeah, you got some time. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
a lot of them are just online. Here. You can find them on there and just slap them on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, let me ask you again. What's your album called?
MILF Seeker.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.